My name is Daryl Jefferson, and I live in Sacramento. I've been living here for about 12, 13 years, off and on. I got in some trouble. I went to prison. Then when I came out, I became homeless. When I got out of prison, I had to go see my parole officer, and they really didn't offer much help as far as putting you in a housing and everything. They just sent you up the street to Bannon Street to the Union Gospel Mission. That's where a lot of parolees go. When I was in the shelter, the conditions there weren't really that good, so I ended up getting real sick. I got out of the shelter and I ended up back on the streets. I had to adjust and I had to learn how to, fend for myself. There was one time where I was really hungry. This was around right when I first became homeless. It was raining, I was soaking wet, I had no food. And I ended up having to break into this abandoned building to get warm. And, luckily I ran across somebody who brought me some food. That night, I almost gave up. You're at the very bottom. Physically, it's just you're exhausted. Mentally, you're exhausted. Basically, it's a feeling of that you just don't want to go on living anymore. There was one time where this couple bought us a tent, they bought us sleeping bags, they bought us a few clothes, and we really appreciated it. One day I went out and was working on a little side job. My friend, she was at the camp, and she had left to go do something else. And when she came back, the police were there, and they had a little trailer on the back of their truck, and they took our tent down, they took our sleeping bags and threw them all in the trailer, and they left with our stuff. We didn't have anything. They took our blankets, they took everything, our clothes, everything we had in our camp. It's dangerous out here for the homeless people too. Like a few years ago here in Sacramento, they had a problem with, young kids driving around in cars with BB guns. I had a friend who lost his eye. A car pulled up and he thought they were gonna give him some money or food. And when he walked up to the car, the guy shot him in the eye with a BB gun. I met a friend, she was a lady friend, and we worked together. We worked as a team and we got ourselves together and we ended up getting our own apartment. And so far, it's going really good. She doesn't even come outside anymore. She loves to be inside and she stays home. She's every day she cleans the house up. But I still go out and recycle because there's no jobs out here. And I'll come home and she'll be folding my clothes and I'll be like, "You didn't have to do this," and she washes my clothes and stuff. So I like it. I love it. I love it. I had some friends who, they used to pick on me about being homeless and stuff and tell me, "Hey, why don't you get off the streets?" and blah blah blah. They used to pick on me a lot. Even though they were my friends, they still picked on me. And then when I ended up getting my place and stuff, I just happened to be out here one day and I seen them and they had lost their place and they ended up being homeless. And the looks on their face, they couldn't even look at me or talk to me. They felt very shamed about what they did.